Are you fed up with diets that don't work? Can't seem to get those extra pounds to budge? Are you wondering why you can't seem to lose weight? Here are four things that may be getting in the way of your weight loss goals and 10 tips to help you move the needle. Coaching mini sessions are available now. This is for you if you have a health-related question, concern, or goal you would like to address. I will provide guidance, recommendations, and actionable solutions you can implement today. Mini session includes one 45-minute session in Zoom. Check out the link in the show notes to book your session today, or check out the services page at www.preparedforwellness.com. Busy mama, are you overwhelmed trying to get healthy and eliminate chronic pain for good? Does being a busy mom leave you exhausted so you put your health goals on the back burner? Have you given up on every diet and exercise program leading you right back to your unhealthy habits? Hi friend, I'm Ashley Cavolo, a busy working mom who struggled to manage debilitating chronic pain. I desperately wanted to feel better and be the best mom that I could be, but I didn't know how to start and had nowhere to turn. Until the day I decided the pain would no longer control my life. I discovered health and wellness can be simple, maintainable, and heal chronic pain. In this podcast, I will share tips and strategies to help you instill healthy habits, find more energy, and manage your chronic pain. Grab your notebook, that cup of matcha, and get ready to look at getting healthy in a whole new way. Have you ever felt like nothing seems to work when it comes to losing weight? Are you tired of dieting and never reaching your weight loss goals? You are not alone. According to Healthline.com, 30% of Americans are overweight. And according to Livestrong.com, 45 million Americans go on diets each year and spend an average of $33 billion on supplements and programs. That's nearly 90% of those people who will struggle to lose weight and maintain their new healthy lifestyle. So why are so many people struggling to shed those extra pounds? The number one reason is diets and supplements are missing key steps for habit change. Marketing for popular diet programs and supplements will use phrases like lose weight fast or lose weight without exercise, and the products are marketed as quick fixes to help you bypass the most important steps to creating a healthy lifestyle like mindset, goals, and healthy eating habits. Preparing your mindset and shifting to whole foods are the first steps that I take with my clients to build a foundation. Without a foundation to support us, we can easily fall. True health that will last a lifetime takes time. It requires a mindset shift, a deep-rooted connection to your reasons for wanting to make a change, and instilling realistic habits that support your goals and your busy life. So here are a few simple solutions. Quiet the noise and ignore the diet and supplement industry. Focus in and determine what your personal goals are. Pay attention to what your body needs and let your body be the guide. And shift your mindset by reminding yourself that the slow and simple approach will instill true change that lasts a lifetime. Another setback is hidden sugars. When you look around the grocery store, what do you usually see? You may be overwhelmed by food labels with claims like all natural ingredients, gluten-free, dairy-free, and a low-calorie food. Without looking at the nutrition facts, you choose one of these products thinking it is a healthy option because of what is on that label, and you put it in your cart. Many products labeled as healthy are full of processed ingredients and sugar. A great example is yogurt. Many flavored yogurts can have as many as 30 grams of sugar per 8-ounce cup. That sugar is processed in the body and broken down into glucose to be used for energy. If you add additional foods into your day that include hidden sugar, this too will be processed into glucose and used for energy. If you continue on this path, you will eventually have more glucose in the body than what is being used for energy. And when this occurs, the glucose is stored as fat. So continually eating foods with hidden sugar or sugar that you know about that you're eating on purpose, you are unknowingly setting yourself up for weight gain and increased inflammation. So here are some simple solutions. Read nutrition labels. Always look for products with 9 grams of sugar or less. And when it comes to yogurt, many unflavored or plain options have much less sugar. Top it with fresh berries and cinnamon, which will add a little bit of flavor. Choose whole foods. Whole foods are full of nutrients. They have phytochemicals and fiber that will fight disease, feed your cells, improve digestion, feed healthy gut bacteria, reduce inflammation, and support every organ in the body. And don't believe food labels. Statements like gluten-free, all-natural, and a low-calorie food are really deceiving. These foods can still be full of sugar, carbohydrates, and toxic ingredients, so always read the food labels. Elderberry syrup has been known to be a powerful immune booster since the time of ancient Greeks. Elderberry supports the immune system, digestive health, gut health, and can reduce inflammation. Elderberry syrup has since become one of the most popular immune-boosting supplements on the market, but not all brands are created equal. Many formulas contain fillers, sugar, dyes, artificial ingredients, and GMO ingredients, which is why purchasing from a trusted source is imperative. Elderberry Co. is my number one brand for elderberry syrup. They use only 7 natural ingredients that you recognize: raw local honey, organic elderberries, aronia berries, ginger, cinnamon, clove, and water. Their use of raw local honey makes their syrup different from the rest. Raw local honey contains antioxidant-rich bee propolis, supporting the cells from oxidation to reduce inflammation. My kids love the taste, and when I began taking Elderberry Co. syrup, I felt results in just a few days. Adding Elderberry Co. elderberry syrup to your daily routine is one of the simplest and best tasting ways to support the health of your entire family. Grab my link in the show notes to get your Elderberry Co. products today. And another big one is choice of carbohydrates and the serving size. So much like sugars, carbohydrates are processed into glucose and used for energy. Extra glucose that is not used is stored as fat. So as glucose levels rise, body fat and inflammation increase as well. So many people, they'll begin a new healthy eating regimen and add white or brown rice to their meals. You frequently hear of bodybuilders or marathon runners eating rice with veggies and chicken to fuel their bodies. However, many of us are not running marathons or bodybuilding. We're regular people. We're getting up, going to work, we're taking care of our families. And this is why it is so important to be aware of the type of carbohydrates you are eating and how much. So here are a few tips. Choose whole grains. Whole grains like barley and quinoa that are unprocessed, contain fiber and nutrients, and avoid white rice, white pasta, and white flours that have been stripped of fiber and nutrients. And the most important tip that I have when it comes to carbohydrates is be aware of serving sizes. We have to remember that whole grains are still carbohydrates. So stick to the serving size in the package. Grains should take up the smallest portion on your plate, while protein and vegetables should take up the majority of the space. I find that the serving sizes of carbohydrates, it is one of the most difficult hurdles for people in the beginning of their health journey because they're used to just fueling up with a whole plate of rice with a few vegetables and a little bit of chicken on top. And instead, we need to reverse that. So make sure your plate is full of vegetables, protein, and a little bit of carbohydrate. And lastly, I talk about this one all the time. Too many processed foods are full of sugar, carbohydrates, and toxic ingredients. When glucose and toxins are too high, they are stored in the body. This results in weight gain, inflammation, and an increase in toxic load. So when you continue to eat this way, it is a recipe for disaster that can make you feel tired, puffy, bloated, and have brain fog. Long term, this can cause low immunity, gut issues, dementia, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. You may see autoimmune symptoms pop up, such as joint pain, exhaustion, muscle weakness, and skin rashes. So my tips to avoid the processed foods is to just stay away from them altogether. Whole foods will always be the best option to support your weight goals. Whole foods will keep you feeling full from the fiber. They provide vitamins, antioxidants, and phytonutrients to support every aspect of your health. And always check ingredient labels. If you do not recognize the ingredients to be real foods, do not buy it. You should be able to find the ingredients in your pantry. And I always mention avoid seed oils. Go with olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil. These are anti-inflammatory and will support your health as well. So lastly, choose healthy swaps. My favorite hack to beat the processed food setback is to find healthy swaps that you love and always keep those swaps on hand so you have something to support you and to fall back on. So swap your nightly bowl of ice cream with coconut yogurt, fresh berries, and top it with dark chocolate chips and shredded coconut. It's just one example. You can get really creative. In the beginning of my health journey, I started off with a giant list of my favorite fruits, vegetables, things like hummus and different dips that I liked that were healthy. And every week I would just choose a few fruits, a few veggies, a few dips, a few condiments. And I would just kind of swap things around week to week. So I had something new and exciting to eat. And I knew they were things I would enjoy eating. So they didn't go to waste. I didn't fall back on the junk food. And it really supported my health. The takeaway is to remember that quick fixes are simply broken promises. Focusing on the basic needs of life will keep things simple and achievable. I spoke about this in one of my early podcast episodes about getting back to the basics. I'll share a link to that in the show notes. Steps like focusing on whole foods, avoiding foods manufactured in a factory, and building a healthy foundation are keys to instilling habits that last a lifetime. I work with my clients on building this foundation to support their health goals. If you are ready to build your foundation for a lifetime of better health, I do have openings available now, so jump on those while they are still there, and I look forward to seeing you there. If you would like a free printable PDF of the 10 steps I mentioned earlier in this episode, I will share a link in the show notes. It's kind of pretty, so you can hang it up on your fridge, put it in your purse, take it with you, have it somewhere so you can reference it to help guide you. I hope you found this episode to be helpful, and I will catch you next week. Hey friend, I hope this episode helped you in your health journey. If you are inspired or motivated, please leave a 5-star rating and written review in Apple Podcasts, or please share it with another mama who would be blessed by it. I'm off to make another matcha and whip up a healthy snack. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next Thursday.